My name is Dan Wickert, and I am a member here at Faith Baptist Church. This is my home church, so Steve Byers is my senior pastor. I live under his authority. I'm a physician. I practice obstetrics and gynecology. Been doing that now for 26 years here in Lafayette. I'm the president of our OBGYN group of a total of 13 MDs and 5 nurse practitioners, and serve on the board at the hospital here in Lafayette. I have a wife, Margaret, who you'll see kind of has responsibilities with the meals, the lunches. And I have 2 daughters. My oldest daughter is actually teaches here at Faith, and this is their spring break, winter break, pre-spring break, whatever it is, when the conference comes. And so she's in Florida this week, but she's the academic advisor here at Faith. And my youngest daughter is an RN. She works at an intensive care unit up in Goshen, Indiana. And they got married last June, almost a year ago now. And her husband is an engineer, graduated from Purdue. And he works for one of the biomedical companies that makes orthopedic instrumentation up in the Winona Lake, Warsaw area. So that's a little bit about me, and I do appreciate the opportunity to be here. We're going to talk about a topic tonight that probably my suspicion is that no one's ever talked to you about. And for some of you, you'll be like, oh, can I go to sleep? Because I really don't care about this. But I think there's some value of just listening to some of the things that we're going to talk about tonight. I'd like to know kind of a little bit about who's here. You're like, well, we're all here. No, I mean, who you are, okay? How many pastors are in the room? Raise your hand. Okay, great. Pastors' wives? How many, let's see, how else would we go next? Give me some hints.
Deacons.
Okay, how many deacons are here? Okay, you didn't raise your hands very high, guys. Okay, there you go. Thank you. What else? Who else is here? Christian school teachers. How many Christian school teachers are here? Good, a few. Good, good, good. Small group, ABF leaders, elders. Yeah. Good, okay. So how many of you are involved in some format of, and by the way, how many of us in this room are counselors? Yeah, by the way, do you ever open your mouth? You are a, and do you have children, okay? That you are a counselor, like it or not, right? How many of you are involved in kind of a formalized as counselors at some point, like in your church or ministry, something like that? So some are kind of like, I don't know, or what day is it? Good. Okay, so we'll kind of talk through a number of different things. But our real goal tonight is to talk about this: biblical counselors and physicians, can they work together? Let's pray this real quick and ask God to help us and help me. I hope you pray this week. As a physician, knowing 1,700 people in one building, well, actually 2 buildings, there are some significant viral implications to that many people in one group together. I'm on the other end of my cold, so I'm glad we didn't have this at the normal time frame last week. So I'm kind of getting over mine, but so God would just give us strength for the whole week. God would give us strength and just also the ability to. Is it sometimes hard to, by the way, we're all Christians here? Is it sometimes hard to live with other Christians? And yet we have the opportunity to be with 1,700 others. What's heaven going to be like? Kind of a little taste of what heaven may be a little like, of learning to live with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, they won't have the sin problems that you see in them. I mean, that won't be there when we're in heaven, okay? Nothing about me, of course, right? But it's an opportunity to learn to live and to love one another in a way that we can do that. Okay, so can they work together? And your first slide is kind of trying to build a case. You say, well, look, I don't care. No, or who cares? And I want to try and build a case for, I think there are times in which physicians and counselors can and should work together. So let me start building that case. I think there are cases where working with a physician is forced on the counselor. You're a counselor, and you have to because of the circumstance. Let me give you some examples. Here's a 32-year-old woman. She's pregnant. She's diabetic. She's currently on insulin. She's recently diagnosed with hypertension. On the ultrasound, the doctor tells her the baby will be deformed, and due to the ultrasound finding and the long, difficult pregnancy with hypertension and diabetes, the doctor recommends that she have an abortion. And she now turns and comes to you as a biblical counselor, as her pastor, and wants your advice. Now, like it or not, guess what? You're interfacing to some degree with who? With a physician. And wouldn't it be wise if you had some kind of relationship with them where you could work on that together as opposed to kind of giving her a similar message or a clear message? Or you may say, well, look, I'm not going to give that same message. I get that. I'm not focused on the message you're giving her. I hope you would give her a different message. I set this story up in a certain way that the ultrasound said there. See, listen to my words very carefully. They may be a deformity. Didn't say there was. There may be, okay? So again, you may have different advice. I hope that's true. We're not talking about that advice issue. We're just, can you work with a doctor? I think sometimes where it's forced on you. I think there's sometimes end-of-life issues, when to discontinue care. A number of years ago, there's some events that happen to us that we just never forget. This is one of those events I will never, ever forget. It occurred on Sunday night after church. So we were having Sunday night service, and we had parents who had two babies, twins, in the neonatal intensive care unit. And the neonatologist said to the parents, you guys need to make some decisions so the next crisis that occurs, we can all be decided how much care we're going to give these twins. Are we going to go all out or not? And so we sat together, a number of physicians, deacons, pastors, and parents, and walked through what would we do, when, why, and how. Again, doctors, biblical counselors, working together to make the best situation, I think there are cases where both a counselor and a physician could work together as B. I think there are a number of where they could work together. It would benefit the counselee. And again, tonight I'm going to wear both hats. Sometimes I will talk as if I'm the doctor, and guess what? Occasionally I am. Tomorrow morning I'm going to be a, and tomorrow afternoon I'm going to come here and teach as a. Yeah. So, by the way, I didn't tell you my Monday afternoons are spent here in the counseling room at Faith. So people say, well, why aren't you on the golf course? Because I'm here on Monday afternoons and have been over the past 10 years. I have three ongoing cases that I counsel with and supervise and have trainees in with me. So that's my Monday afternoon, early evening that I spend actually doing what we're talking about this week. I think sexual issues are one in which both a counselor and a physician could work together. I've been challenged with even within the last month of two sets of couples, two different couples who have come in and been married for a short period of time, typically less than 6 weeks, and have been unable to have sexual intercourse together. And this is really an area which, by the way, does happen. And, well, I never heard about that. Why, can I tell you why you don't hear about it? Because what do? You do premarital counseling, but what do you not do? You don't do any postmarital follow-up. How are things going? And if you develop a good enough relationship beforehand in the premarital counseling, you're much more likely that they'll be honest with you when they come in for a postmarital follow-up. But two different couples. And by the way, are there spiritual issues going on? The answer is yes. But are there medical conditions that a physician can help them work through, walk through, and help them implement change in their lives that they could function correctly sexually? The answer is yes on both accounts. And I think we benefit our patient, counselee, person when both of us work together. Not in isolation, but work together. I think they could work together when we're talking about issues of depression or postpartum depression. I think it's very worthwhile to work together for, as we talked about, a pregnant woman who's considering adoption. If you see a woman who comes into your counseling and says, look, I'm not sure about being pregnant, and I would like to give this baby up for adoption, what would you, the counselor, say? You'd say, well, let's talk about it, but is that a bad idea? Is that absolutely a wrong idea? Does that